USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We're highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.